Good evening. Good evening, Patty. Oh, Lance is up. Run on. Who else is gonna jump in here? Linda wants it. Oh, there's Candyberry. Run on. Sheila's off and on. Former Miss First Lady of Brookings there. So, that was pretty cool watching Silas play and being able to share that with you guys. It's pretty funny. Good evening, Candace. It's pretty funny. I saw at least a comment or maybe a couple comments on that video about him. Like playing upside down, and I got two personal messages too, asking if maybe he had the strings of his guitar strung wrong. And it's a funny thing. You got to remember the whole mirror thing when you're watching me. So that's funny. That's pretty funny. But no, I'm pretty sure he has his strings all lined up right and playing the right way. But it was amusing to me who kind of caught that and musicians and stuff that asked about it. It was funny. So I hope everyone is enjoying some food, enjoying some dinner. I just came home from a council meeting after working today too. So there's going to be some stuff that I'm not up on, and some comments and stuff that people have left for me and communication people have given to me that I'm not going to be quite up on yet, and won't be able to explain tonight. But obviously, guys, lots happened since last time we chatted. You know, those confirmed cases in Curry County now, and you know, not that it's relief, but at least now I think more of the community can kind of, you know, wrap their head around everything. And hey, Justin. Wrap their head around everything and take it seriously and realize that it is in fact here. And you know, I mean, obviously there's most likely more than three cases. So so what are we going to do about that now that we all know that it's here? And you know, every day I've talked about how it takes a people, it takes a community to kind of grow into orders, and the how those orders necessitate compliance, you know, voluntarily, and just the logistics of enforcement. So I've been encouraging folks to stay gracious with people, you know, and I'm still getting a lot of communications and emails and stuff about, you know, people that think a certain business shouldn't be open, or, you know, people shouldn't be doing this or that. You know, I've expressed that I'm not necessarily the open business police, and there's a system there in place that people can use to report, you know, people if they choose to. But I'm hoping that grace kind of wins on this one, and people, especially if that's something that you're gonna point, that someone's gonna start pointing fingers at different people and different businesses, you got to make sure you know what you're talking about. So, you know, there were a lot of businesses that were allowed to stay open and operate. And there's, you know, a reason for that. And obviously if you go to a hardware store and you buy some essential supplies for, you know, for whatever it is, you know, if you happen to pass a candy bar rack and you grab a candy bar or a bag of bird seed or something like that, it doesn't really change the fact, you know, that you came out to get, you know, you're visiting an essential business. And so it's just, you know, I get the anxiety level of people, and people want to start pointing fingers and everything. But we got to remember that it takes time. But confirmed cases now. So more the community's got to do a little more buy-in for the protocols set in place and social distancing and all of that. You know, I think yesterday I mentioned face masks, and only because that was kind of the first thing that popped in my head, and that was just kind of a singular issue. But obviously there's a lot more than that. So I think it's time for the community and in a lot of the circles that I run in with young people and kids and stuff, you know, we're looking at an, you know, at an apex. You know, we've got a month and a half of pretty hard go before it kind of tops out and levels off, you know, if that happens. But I know we're in it for the long haul, but now's the time for the community and people of my age and with kids and everything, that we've all got to start. Well, we've all got to stop doing some things that we're doing, okay? And the community needs to get behind this. Even with some grace, though, you know, got to remember grace. But sharing households and swapping kids and play dates and babysitting and all of that stuff needs to get wrapped up here, like, quick, and needs to stop. So, you know, there are some essential things, and that's a choice that we're all going to need to make, and people with essential jobs and who's going to watch their kids and all that, you know, that's still going to be, you know, people need to make that choice for themselves. But I'm asking you, as your mayor, I'm imploring the community to get behind this. And it's one thing to talk about it and to encourage it for everyone, but not necessarily ourselves, you know. We want to tell everyone else what to do, but not necessarily, you know, comply with everything ourselves. So my family's going to get on that, you know, pretty quick, and like now, and play dates and just sharing households. We need to realize that when we're divided up into households, you know, all it takes is one kid to go to another kid's house. And you got some serious mixing going on. And, you know, right now there can be a lot of choices as far as, you know, to put it plainly, how many people we want to see die. So that calls on everyone, you know, to do our job and do our part of that. And I know a lot of people need to start taking it a lot more serious. So I'm putting the call out there to the circles of folks that, you know, you guys know who you are, and it's time to nip a lot of that in the bud. You know, it's serious now. Everyone should recognize that. I have understood and believed that Corona was already here, you know, but now you have confirmed cases, and so if there was anybody waiting for that, that happened. And so now's that time. And yesterday with my mask comment, you know, I know a lot of the comments and stuff that came when I mentioned masks. And obviously, I mean, I don't have any, is it N95 masks, I think. I don't have any of those, you know. But there were a few people there, Bozax and Candace and stuff, you know, and they mentioned it's, you know, a lot of what you're wearing a mask for is for everybody else. So even if it's a bandana, even if it's a dust mask, you got to start doing it, you know, Fred Meyer. And when you're out, you need to start doing that. And it's uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable. I'm trying to, you know, that'll be weird first time I do it, but it's what's got to be done, and we got to get on board with it. So I know I just walked in from a meeting and everything, and I want to chat about some of the actions that council took tonight. We accepted the resignation of a counselor that's been on for a long time, you know, but he does have some disabilities, and wound up, you know, the place that he stays, I don't remember which one it is, maybe Good Sam. You know, all those outfits are all on lockdown. So he was joining us via telephone, And he realized pretty quick that it was time for him to resign and get off. So we accepted that resignation and then chatted about how that was going to be filled. And, I've had I've had a number of people reach out to me before tonight expressing, their willingness to serve, which is appreciated. There should be a recognition of the emergency that's going on. And I know that the Brookings City Council needs every chair taken, and we need to be playing with a full deck, and all five people need to be on it. So I didn't think we could wait. So I asked a gentleman to come Monday night, someone that I'd already spoken to about possible, a run for council or, possible resignations that could be coming forward, And so I had already chatted with Brad Alcorn, and then this popped up, and I asked him to kind of answer that call and be ready. So he came tonight, and I was able to. The council saw the need for quick action there, and so we turn around and appoint him on the spot. A lot of you guys would know Brad, know his wife. His wife is the director of South Coast Humane Society. Pretty solid folks, man. Pretty new to the area. That was one thing. And when I spoke to him about, when he asked for my opinion and stuff, and that was one thing I mentioned to him, that he was pretty new to the community. And that can be an issue. But it's nice when you have some old boys sitting up there. It's nice having some new blood too. And those of you that have met Brad, Councilor Alcorn now. You don't have to talk to him very long, and you get the drift right away that's a solid guy. And he spent his life in public service and has a base of knowledge and a base of skill there that is super valuable in crisis, super valuable, and that's what I want. That's what I wanted. So it'll be nice having someone that a lot has been invested into, over the years, and what he's been trained to do, and the sort of situations that he's lived through, and being able to handle that. It was real evident the first time I met him that this is a cool cucumber. And, real strengths. So he'll come up to speed pronto. There's not going to be much of a learning curve there. He's been a city parks and rec commissioner for just a little while, but he's been working with the county quite a bit, on their budget committee, and he's been working that canine unit thing, trying to get the canine system going up there. So they might be new to the community, guys, but they came and showed that they want to make this a better place. Both he and his wife. So it was a good pick. It really was. And we're going to see it. This community will see that was a good pick. So I'm happy that worked out that way. And then the other one that we've been chatting about, how do we find a place for those of us that don't have a home, where are they supposed to go home and be safe? So basically the council passed a temporary rule, for religious institutions to be able to, have up to three vehicles camping there, overnight, and there's some strings attached to that. So religious institutions, I realize that maximum three, we've got a lot more than three that need a place to be. So that's going to need to get spread out among the different institutions around here. And the church needs to answer that call. And, it will. So, we'll see how that works out. I know there's more to do there, and I know that there's that's not enough for a lot of people that don't have a vehicle to park and sleep in. So, you know, if someone else is cooking something up, it'd be the time to approach the city with maybe some, you know, maybe some other ideas there. I think you would find the council pretty receptive of something. But again, when you're dealing with a community where this has been a long-standing issue, and there's a lot of concern there on both sides, and a lot of legitimate concern on both sides, so it's going to have to kind of, you know, the community is going to have to ease into that. But obviously, time is of the essence, so there's some things that just need to happen real quick. So basically, we approved that temporary rule, and that actually is from an ORS, an Oregon Revised Statute, is who laid that out for religious institutions, and also the requirement there to provide some services there, you know, sanitary and trash and stuff. So the church needs to get on that and open up their parking lots. You know, if everyone can only have three, that means it's going to take more than one or two churches, one or two, you know, buildings to open their parking lots for people to have a safe place, you know, to be overnight. So it'll be interesting to see how that shakes out. Anyone thinking to do that, just contact city staff. You know, let them know what's going on, what you're thinking, and what you plan, and they can help you through that. Now, the enforcement, and oversight of that is going to be similar to like code enforcement. And so, you know, community is driving around and they see, instead of three vehicles at night, you know, they see all of a sudden a baker's dozen and see stuff that they don't like happening, you know, they'll be calling, and it's going to be it'll wind up with abatements, you know, from the city. So community needs to be gracious with that, though, and realize that this is something that's necessitated in the times that we are living right now, and we need to choose for that to be successful. So, community's got to hop on board with that one and kind of deal with it. And then we've got to figure out moving forward, you know, what happens. The other thing is this needs to kind of go up the line, head north here pretty quick. So, you know, I'm going to reach out to a couple other mayors up there and see what they're doing, what they're thinking about for this. So, and then other than that, we took care of a couple little business thing with some smart readers that we've been trying to do for years, you know, water meters. It's pretty old technology when you have to have someone, you know, a city staff person run around reading meters or taking readings off meters. We get those meters installed, and it'll just kind of be a lot easier. So, and a better use of taxpayer dollars. Do they have to pack up daily? That's a good question. I'm not totally sure how that would work. So you got to ask the right people that. So, I mean, I'm giving you the concept and kind of the general idea of it. And then, you know, the people that have those institutions, religious institutions, need to get on the horn there with city manager or a staff person that she puts you to and chat about it and figure it out. So we can get that done. So that's cool. Is Beth involved? You know, she should be. I hope she is. And Beth, if you do see this, you sent me an email that I told you I would read aloud to the public or into the record. So I forgot, though, is the thing. It is in the record, along with another public comment that we took. Both public comments were asking the council to vote affirmative to allow that. So when I realized that I'd forgotten to read Bess aloud, you know, I took solace in the fact that, she'll be happy with the outcome of the council. So it'll still be in the record. And we also chatted about how we're gonna deal with that public comment thing. You know, there's still an avenue there that you can come to a council meeting and still give public comment. You know, we're limited in space in the chambers, so there's, you know, if there are a lot of people that showed up, there's going to have to be people kind of shuffled in and out of the chambers to take comment. Obviously, a lot of people aren't going to want to do that for good reason, right? Because they're staying home and staying safe. So taking written comment and how we get that into the record and whether or not that's read aloud or how that's all going to work, you know, that's got to be ironed out. And we'll figure that out. So, but it's, you know, it's sticking with that one day at a time thing. But anyway, you know, tonight, because I just got on, like I said, I haven't had a chance to go over much, but I wanted to get that out there and explain and tell you guys kind of what we figured tonight. So I think I'm going to hop off early tonight and hope that you guys enjoy your dinner and you can just, I know, like, so it's 6:22. A lot of people just kind of hop on now. So go back and watch it from the beginning. Hear about Alcorn and all that. And then I'll be on tomorrow, you know. And I know that was pretty cool getting Silas to play. So I'll figure out more stuff to kind of let all my folks see who I am and see who my family is. It'll be cool. So we're going to keep this going, you know. You got to be flexible with me. Some nights are, you know, just different than others. Diana, good to see you. So, all right, you guys have a good night. Finish your dinner, and I'm going to do the same. And still more people than watching CNN and Fox. Yeah, has anyone figured out that that's got to get turned off? Yeah, you know, remember me talking about, it's like, where the heck are the adults in the room? Will the real adults please stand up? Yeah, a lot of that going on just about at every level of government. So it's an interesting thing. Okay, love you guys. I'll see you tomorrow. Billy, have a good night.